Rosslyn, the impact of what the First Responders Charity Golf Tournament can do was on full display at Whitewater Golf Club on Tuesday afternoon. When the participants arrived at the practice green putting contest that was put on boots on the ground, they were greeted by therapy dog Timber, who helps support first responders who have been through traumatic experiences. The funds that were put to use to add the therapy dog service to Boots on the Ground came from funds that were raised in previous editions of the golf tournament. As you can imagine, our Northwest operations is a very large area and there's a lot more expenses that occur here than in other parts of Ontario, said Sharon Back, the Northwest Operations Manager for Boots on the Ground. This organization is run completely by donations, sponsorships and fundraising. So events like the golf tournament are hugely important for us. We're so grateful when folks take on amazing and big tasks like these to help us out. Helping one another is part of the reason why event coordinator Kevin Jackson stays involved with the tournament, which sees everyone from police, fire, emergency services, correctional facilities and the military taking part on a yearly basis. This actually started with our Police Foundation's tournament, which raised money for various charities throughout Thunder Bay, said Jackson, who is also a paramedic for Superior North EMS. That event slowly faded off after COVID and I wanted to do something for the first responders and help people get away from everything that they are going through. We want to enjoy the day and take our minds off the stresses of work and just kind of help our mental health. It really kind of benefits everyone in that way. While the full totals from this year's tournament are still being tabulated, Jackson said the goal of the organizing committee is to raise $10,000. The interest in the event has grown a ton as well. After starting off with 20 to 40 people, 152 golfers took to the links on Tuesday. It's a pretty big event now in terms of entries and we have quite a waiting list now, Jackson said. There's a lot of organization that goes into a day like this and we're pretty comfortable with where we are at. That increased interest in the tournament also serves as a great opportunity for those with boots on the ground to know that they are there to provide peer support for the first responders. We're able to remind them that we are out there for them, Back said. When we give them our card with our number on it, we tell them that they may not need it at that time, but maybe one of your colleagues does. At every event like this that I go to, somebody will pull me aside and have a conversation with me about their own traumas and experiences, which I've gone through as well. We can have those shared experiences and chat a little about what someone might need.